2003 was the year the Internet became a force to reckon with in presidential campaigning. Led by former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, candidates from both parties have raised money and rallied supporters online. Meetup.com has become one of the most popular websites for political networking. Communications Director Miles Weissletter says that's something its founders never expected.
No idea at all. When Meetup was started, it was built as a tool to just help people of similar interests get together, whether they be knitters or Elvis fans or people who love chihuahuas or people who have diabetes. In no way did we ever imagine that this would be such a major tool for political purposes.
How many subscribers and what kind of growth have you seen in the past year?
Meetup has nearly 1 million registered members. It's pretty fascinating to see that in just a year's time, over 800,000 people have signed up for a meetup of one sort or another. We haven't spent a dime on advertising, so it's been a real word-of-mouth grassroots phenomenon in that.
And I understand that some of the most powerful forces in the political world have come knocking on your door to learn a little bit more about what you do.
We have been talking with a lot of different folks. As a matter of fact, January 15th or so, we will be launching meetups for every single gubernatorial, senatorial, and congressional race out there for 2004.
And is that on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans?
It's 500-plus races, both sides, yes.
That's Miles Weissletter of Meetup.com. The Internet has also transformed the lives of people who aren't looking to be president of the United States, but maybe just want to find a date for Saturday night. Jonathan Abrams is the founder of Friendster.com. Since we last spoke to him in July, membership has quadrupled to 4 million.
All that really has to happen is Friendster hits a community and then it kind of takes off like a virus. There's somebody who knows 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 me, because it started up back with me, and then they invite their friends, and it just takes off.
Your site includes testimonials. People actually contact you and let you know what they think about the service. What kind of things do you hear from the subscribers?
My friend just met her boyfriend on Friendster. My friend just moved to a new city and made new friends using Friendster. My friend reconnected with an old lost friend using Friendster.
I can almost see your chest puff out as you relay these tales.
You know, I feel good about it, although it's actually a little surreal and it's a little weird. It's almost scary to think that people are having their lives changed by our crazy website.
Well, Jonathan Abrams, congratulations on your success and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Michelle. Thanks for having me back.
Jonathan Abrams is the CEO and founder of Friendster.com.